It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries. Now, here's Q92's sports director, Paul Ramo, with the Subway pregame show.
Welcome to the Subway pregame show, everyone. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports at McCray High School tonight for a Camden Conference girls basketball game. The Dawson Boyd Blackjacks taking on the McCray Wolverines. Both teams are looking for a win tonight. Dawson Boyd 2-5 overall, and McCray Wolverines are 4-5. And crowd is coming into the gym here, and I want to welcome my broadcast partner tonight. We worked together before, Sydney Bertuni.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. We broadcast a few games last year, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
And so looking for a blackjack win tonight, right?
Hopefully.
Did you talk to your sisters down there? They're going to...
I did talk to them a little bit, yeah.
They'll pull out a win tonight, right?
Yeah.
A lot of things going on, you know. We got Bentley Boyd going for 1,000 points in Dawson tonight. Bacaparral Valley girls are up in Kirkhoven going for first place. It's retro night here in McCray. If you notice some of the McCray fans here, they're all wearing the old uniforms. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, I like the old uniforms.
That's right. I just talked to Carrie Ash, Piper Ash's mom, and she's all decked out in her 80s uniform and, posted a few pictures on Facebook about that, and it's kind of a different thing here tonight.
It looks good. It looks good.
Yep. Well, I tell you what, Dawson Boyd, they need a win. They're on a four-game losing streak right now. They started out the season 2-1, beating Montevideo in the season opener. Then they lost to KMS and then beat RCW by 10. And then they fell to state-ranked Acaparral Valley. Hancock's got a good team. Lost to Central Minnesota Christian and on Monday night, a rare Monday night game, down in Wabasso. Did you go down there for that game?
I did. It was a drive.
Well, yeah. Wabasso got a good team?
Yes, they do.
Okay. Yeah, that Maddie Getter, I think she had 19 points, 17 rebounds that night for Wabasso.
She had a big game. It was fun watching her.
Yeah. Blackjack's got a couple good ball players to face tonight in McCray. Of course, Piper Ash and Danny Burns, two outstanding players, and Sage Mecker, another senior from McCray. So, you know, they got some good talent on the team, don't they?
Yeah, I enjoy watching McCray play.
Yep. Let's look at the schedule tonight in the Camden Conference. If I can find my paper. I got too many papers in front of me, Sid. We got in boys basketball tonight in the Camden Conference, Murray County Central is at Tracy Milroy Ballanton. McCray is at Dawson Boyd. And Mineota, number one ranked Mineota, they're at Camby tonight. In girls basketball, looks like everybody's playing tonight. Russell Tyler Ruthen's at Mineota, who's also state ranked. Boys and girls Mineota teams are number one in the state. And Dawson Boyd, of course, at McCray. YME's at Lakeview. RCW's at Central Minnesota Christian. And as I mentioned, Acaparral Valley's at KMS. And we will be getting updates from that game. Both teams undefeated going into the game. Both teams tied in the Camden North Conference. So it'll be an interesting game there. Just the state rankings came out earlier this afternoon. And Acaparral Valley remains at number 9 in Class A. And the top 20 teams in Class A, KMS is state ranked now at 5-0. And the Southwest Minnesota is really represented well, aren't they, Sid, with Mineota at number 1 and a couple other teams in Southwest Minnesota.
Yeah. Acaparral is 9. That's pretty good.
Yep. Hills Beaver Creek also 8-0. They're ranked number 10. Then we got Southwest Minnesota Christian at 6-1 and Bold at 5-2. So a lot of teams in our area here state ranked.
Yeah, that looks really good. So.
Yep. All right, that wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll come back. Sid and I will come back with the starting lineups and the opening tip-off between the McCray Wolverines and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks right after this.
If the Subway Club were a club, it'd be called the Subway Club Club, and everyone would want to get in for the turkey, Black Forest ham, and roast beef, and dance music. Turkey, ham, roast beef. Turkey, ham, roast beef. Get the Subway Club or the Sweet Onion Chicken Teriyaki because they're footlongs and they're delicious. Subway, so much sandwich. Also, somebody should open up a Subway Club.
Visit your local Subways in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway Pregame Show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. High school sports broadcasts on Q92 brought to you by Madison Bottling Company, Appleton Dental Clinic, Wolfslager Excavating, Jubilee Foods, Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, Jim's Market in Canby, A&B Auto, Tostenson Septic, Madison Healthcare Services, Appleton Building Center, First Security Bank of Canby, Hogan Insurance Agency, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Myers Electric and Infrared, Heartland Motor Company, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys, Madison Welding and Repair, sports brought to you by Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Dawson Grain Co-op, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Comerford Construction and Gravel, United Prairie Bank, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Tofty Auto and Sales, Madison Dawson Dairy Queen, T&D Barnwood Rustics Dawson, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Minneota Building Center, Tri-County Ag, Golden Harvest, Farmers Co-op Association, Heartland Eye Care, Rural Solutions Incorporated, Northern Plains Tiling, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers. Sports on Q92 brought to you by Larson Brothers Concrete, Steve Haas, Midwest Power Sports, The Wold Agency, Rise Nursery and Tree Service, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, State Bank of Taunton, Whitnable Construction, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Vicks Plumbing and Heating, Swadzinski for House, Chris Swadzinski, State Representative, Guess Wine Motors Incorporated, Klein Bank in Madison, Ridgeview Seeds, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Lund Implement Company, Boris Crop Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, other sports boosters on Q92, Kaufman Construction, Builders First Source, Pro Image Partners, Lee Motor Company, State Farm Insurance, Tony Arata. Also, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bank Processing Incorporated, Otter Tail Power Company, Prairie Brand Seeds, Davis Plumbing and Heating, Federated Telephone Company, Sather Building Supplies, DuPont Pioneer, Culligan, Dove Ag Services, Ortonville Area Health Services, Midwest Bank of Dawson. Sports brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, B. Johnson Electric, Dawson Truck Parts, Heather Nursery, Midwest Truck Parts Incorporated, Cargill and Madison, Hoover Law Office, KSN Drywall Finishing, Sanford Medical Center of Canby, Ludvigson Tiling, Appleton Area Health Services, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Madison Dental Clinic, Bought Appliance and Electronics Marshall, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Erickson Chevrolet, Dawson and Madison. Thanks for joining us for high school sports coverage on 92.1 FM.
Here's your starting lineup for the Dawson Boys Blackjacks. Sydney?
Starting up is Mary Boston, number 2. Number 4, Megan Mamer. Number 12, Camden Geezy. Number 30, Alex Sather. And number 32, Avery Bartunek.
All right. And for the McCray Wolverines tonight, a senior guard, 5'8", Sage Mecker. Number 14, Kate Holkren. Number 20, a senior, she's 6'1". Piper Ash, Gabby Rant, number 40. She's a post player. She's just a freshman at 5'10". And then Danny Burns, number 54, to guard and a senior. The McCray Wolverines are coached by Sean Condon. And, of course, the Blackjacks coached by Justin Wager. Are you ready to go, Sydney?
I'm ready. Let's play some ball.
All right. Sydney Bartunek helping me out tonight here in McCray. A little cooler tonight than it was the last couple nights, right?
I thought it was freezing out today.
Yeah, it was nice and warm yesterday. It was almost 45 degrees, something like that. But we got a good crowd here tonight, even though the McCray boys are in Dawson tonight, and a lot of things going on, dance lines in BBE. And we'll be getting some reports on that. Good luck to the Shadows tonight. All right. Who do we got jumping center here for the Blackjacks?
Number 32, Avery Bartunek.
Right, you know her?
I know her pretty well.
All right, here we go. The B-Squad lost 41-15. And here's the opening tip-off, and it belongs with the McCray Wolverines. We are underway. Oh, and a foul right off the bat. Dawson boys, Avery Bartunek got up on number 12, Sage Mecker. And a foul right away. And Cray will inbound it from half court. It's it into Holmgren. She's wearing that white headband. Easy to spot. She throws it across to Mecker. Down to Piper Ash, back to Mecker. And driving to the basket's Holmgren, and a nice defense by the Blackjack. Ash down low, and an easy basket for Gabby Grant. That was a nice assist from Piper Ash, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, here's the Blackjacks on offense, of course, minus a couple players tonight because of illness. Alex Sather out at the top of the key to Geezy. Camden. Dribbling to the middle floor, now throws it down low, and the ball's taken away there by number 54, Danny Burns. 2-0, McCray leading. McCray wearing their green uniforms. They go down low to Piper Ash. Back out, here's a three-point shot by Mecker. It's no good. Nice rebound there by Megan Mamer. Mamer with a nice board for Dawson Boyd. And Avery Bartunek with the ball. And, ooh, I think she traveled. She did. I think that drives your dad nuts, doesn't
it? It does.
2-0, McCray. Turnover there by the Blackjacks. Retro night, they're calling it here in McCray. You see a number of old uniforms. And coats, a lot of coats. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Piper Ash throws the ball away underneath. A turnover there. Piper was trying to go down low to Rant. She's only a ninth grader.
Crazy. She's pretty good at it.
Yep, 5'10". 2-0, McCray leading. Geezy on the left wing. Now the Bartunek. Avery drives to the basket in the paint, and she's pushed. And we'll have a foul.
Way to go. Good job, Rick. Keep it up.
And number 12, the referee says, Sage Mecker. Brings Sean Condon off the bench. So the Blackjacks will inbound it. Mary Bothan gets the ball. Looking to inbound it, having some trouble. Now gets it into Sather. Back to Mary. Mary puts up a three-pointer from the corner. Hits the back rim. No good. And Rant with a big rebound. The freshman pulls it down. McCray crossing midcourt. Holmgren. Lobs it underneath the Piper Ash. Piper turns to the basket, shoots, banks it off. No good. Danny Burns saves it from going out of bounds and gives it to Holmgren. Bartunek steals the ball. Here goes Avery in for the layup.
Good steal by Avery. She knew where the pass was going.
Yeah, and she took it fast down the court, didn't she? Hey, we're tied 2-2 on the steal and layup by Avery Bartunek. Long three-point shot, no good. Ash with the rebound, and that's an easy bucket there for McCray. 6'1", Piper Ash. Puts the Wolverines in the lead, 4-2. And Avery tries to bounce it down low, and Holmgren kicks the ball. Into the game now is Kelsey Spencer. Got Jenna Wyam not playing tonight because of illness, and Morgan Johnson is out because of a broken finger. And I understand Kelsey's not feeling well as well.
No, under the weather.
But Spencer is out there playing it. Tough girl, Kelsey Spencer, has the basketball. Being guarded by the freshman, Grant. Sather, Bartunek on the right wing. They throw it across the court to Sather. Alex puts up a high arcing three. That's off the glass. No good. Grant with the rebound. And she dishes it off to Sage Mecker, who led the Wolverines in scoring the other night on Tuesday night. 4-2, McCray leading. Holmgren in the corner to Burns. Back up, Holmgren. Kate drives into the free throw line. Nice defense there by Spencer. And now the ball stolen again. Here's Alex Sather this time. It's a 2-on-1. Sather goes up, missed the layup. And then the Rant picks up the rebound. And here comes McCray.
Got a little messy there for a little bit.
Yeah. Good anticipation, though, by Alex.
Yeah.
4-2. McCray with a two-point lead. We're just underway here. Piper Ash, ooh, is fouled. They threw the ball in to Piper. And Megan Mamer probably, who are they calling the foul?
14, Kelsey Spencer.
Oh, Kelsey Spencer with the foul. Into the game now for Dawson Boyd is Olivia Stratmon. her first action tonight. McCray inbounds it underneath their own basket. They get it in to Piper Ash. Ash goes to the basket and scores again. Better leave a lot of room next to Piper's Ash's name tonight. She usually can score a lot. It's 6-2, a 4-point lead for McCray. Kelsey Spencer to Mary Boffin. Spencer now on the left wing. Spencer all the way to Mary. Mary puts up a three. Looks good. It is.
Go, Mary.
Mary Boffin hits a three-pointer. The senior knocks one down, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy how she used to be post last year, and she moved out to the wing this year.
And now Mary's got a hand on it defensively, but now Fortunic steals the ball. Here come the Blackjacks. They can take the lead. They're down 6-5. Safer for three in the lead. No good. Rant with the board. Sage Mecker bringing the ball across midcourt. A one-point lead for the McCray Wolverines. It's 6-5. Lobs it underneath the Burns. And having some trouble. The ball's loose on the floor. McCray picks it back up. Mecker drives to the basket. Shoots. No good. And the freshman Rant gets the board. Pulls it out to number 44. Bourne. Her shot is way off the mark. Now Piper Ash and Spencer in a wrestling match. And they're going to call a jump foul. No foul there.
Jump ball. Blackjack ball, though.
Kelsey wrapped her arms completely around Piper Ash.
Bear hugging her.
Once again, the Blackjacks can take the lead with a basket. They're down by a point. Fortunic at the top of the key, looking for a screen from Mary Boffin. Now it drops it down low, and Olivia Stratmon, their shot is blocked by Piper Ash. And we're going to have a foul.
On Olivia Stratmon.
Oh, well, I didn't see that. What was that one?
I think she tried to steal the ball from Ash after her shot.
6-5. McCray leading. 12:25 to go in the first half. They throw it into Danny Burns. Burns down low to Piper, and there's another easy basket. 6 points for Piper Ash to start the game. She actually has 6 of the 8 points for McCray. It's 8-5. Down low to Stratmon. Stratmon goes to the basket, and Olivia scores.
Good horseman. Just slid right under Piper Ash.
Nice move by Olivia Stratmon, and again, it's a one-point lead for McCray. Ash from the free throw line, shot up, no good. Big rebound by Avery Bartuni. Avery across midcourt. I think she's going to go. No, she pulls it back out. Sather drives, and she's fouled. Somebody had a hand on Alex Sather. Number 30, Annie Dykema, her first. Blackjacks will inbound it. Mary gets it deep to Bartuni. Now back into Mary. Back to Avery. Avery across to number 14, Kelsey Spencer. She traveled. On Tuesday, McCray went to Hancock and beat the Owls 48-31. They're 4 wins and 5 losses on the season.
Looks like Dawson has a sub. Megan Mamer's in. Olivia Stratmon's on the bench.
8-7, McCray. McCray with the basketball. They lead by 1 point. Here's Bourne. Down low to go to Burns. Burns back out. And it's stolen by Sather. Boy, the Blackjacks are doing a great job defensively. Alex going coast to coast. Lays it up left-handed and scores.
I think it was, she had 4 defense on her, and she snuck right all by him.
Alex Sather with a nice layup. Now Mary Boffin reaches in. Mary trying to steal the ball, and it's called with a foul. Blackjacks are being really good defensively, aren't they?
Yeah. You just got to watch out for Piper Ash. You don't, kind of hard to defend that, though.
Yeah, the points by Piper's right underneath the basket.
Yeah.
Blackjacks have taken their first lead, 9-8, and a shot up by Piper Ash off the inbound pass, no good. Danny Burns with the ball. She tried to bank it in. That's no good. Alex Sather with the rebound for Dawson Boyd. Here's Sather to Bartuni. A one-point lead for Dawson Boyd. Camden Giese now back in the game. She's got the basketball. Number 12 to Mary Boffin at the top. Right wing to Sather. Blackjacks being aggressive. They go down low to Giese. Giese in the paint. Shoots and oh, it's rattled in and out. The ball was way in the cylinder.
She was right open underneath that
How that did not go in by Camden. There's a shot by number 50, rattled in and out. Piper Ash grabs the rebound. And look at Mamer. Mamer takes the ball from Piper Ash. Sean Connon, the coach, is really upset. Blackjacks down to four. Here's Bartunek, shoots the ball, no good. Safer with the rebound, and Herb shot is blocked. Piper Ash with the ball. It's 9-8, Dawson Boyd. Wow.
Crazy.
A little physical, right? Piper Ash gonna put up a three, and no good. And it's rebounded by Alex Safer. I just noticed Piper, and now we got a whistle and a timeout by Coach Justin Wager. We'll take a commercial break. 9:50 to play in the first half. 9-8, Dawson Boyd. We'll be right back.
Every American farmer works hard. It's a given. And at Golden Harvest Seed Company, we believe that seed performance should be a given too. We are rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service to help you deliver a better performance in each of your fields. Your success is our success. So put us to work for you. Visit goldenharvestseeds.com or contact your local Golden Harvest Seed Advisor, Steve Haas, in Madison, Minnesota, to get started.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Wolfslager Excavating, the people to call for demolition work, ditch cleaning, and a whole lot more. They now do septic system installation work. Call Jeff or Chris, 320-598-3433 or 320-841-1074. That's Wolfslager Excavating. Sports brought to you by Vicks Plumbing and Heating in Porter. Now the place to go for buying and selling firearms. Consignments are welcome if you have a firearm to sell. They do hydrographic dipping and can put custom designs on guns, car parts, and more. You can call them at 507-296-4494. That's 507-296-4494 for Vicks Plumbing and Heating in Porter.
9-8, Dawson Boyd leading McCray here in Clare City tonight. Paul Ramos, Sydney Bartunek here. And Sydney, a pretty good ball game so far, isn't it?
Yes, it's good ball playing on both sides.
Kate Hallgren off the timeout. And a shot, a baseline shot by number 30. That's Dykema, no good. Hallgren with the rebound, then she throws it right into Avery's hands. Avery Bartunek up to Mary Boffin quick. 1-point lead for Dawson Boyd. Geezy with the ball on the left wing. In the paint to Mary Boffin. Mary shoots and scores.
Good cut by Mary. Camden saw her coming around, so she gave it to her.
What a nice assist. That was a bullet of a pass by Geezy, wasn't it?
It was a good pass.
Hey, it's 11-8, Dawson Boyd. Rant. Here's a long 3-point shot. No good from the top of the key. That was by Mecker. And rebounded by Dawson. Boy, Blackjack's controlling the boards right now. Piper Ash is on the bench. Here's the down low to Mamer. Now Mary Boffin launches a three. No good. McCray with the board. They're off and running. Here's Dykema to Hulkerin. Baseline shot. No. Rattled in and out. No good. And McCray throws it. Oh, they keep it in possession. 3-point shot by Mecker. That's no good. Oh, nice rebound by Mary Boffin. Nice board there by Mary. She muscled that one. Geezy with the ball. 11-8, Dawson Boyd with 8 minutes to play here in the first half. Sather for three. Good! Alex Sather hits a 3-pointer. 14-8, Coach Sean Connon calling a timeout. We'll take a commercial break. The Blackjacks lead 14-8. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212 in Dawson, serving this area for over 125 years. They're here to serve their patrons today and for years to come. Dawson Grain Co-op is open to new members anytime. Try us once and we know you'll be back. Come and watch us grow. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, or on the web at www.dawsongrain.com. Also by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
14-8, Dawson Boyd leading McCray here on the timeout. Well, Sydney, Lockerball Dawson Boyd Shadows, they're got a rare competition during the week. They're up in BBE tonight.
Yeah, it's a good time to get a dance competition in before Christmas.
That's right. They are took first in all their competitions so far, so we'll see what happens tonight. Frazee is there, and they're always at state, too, so a good competition night for the Shadows.
Good luck to them.
And hopefully before we go off the air tonight, we can have some results for that. But we got a good ball game here. Dawson Boyd's playing really well. 14-8 right now off the timeout by head coach Sean Condon. Piper Ash. And that's ball stolen by Alex Sather. Sather going in for the layup. She's fouled, and she hits the floor hard. She was fouled there by Holmgren. Boy, between Alex and Avery, they've stolen the ball quite a bit.
Yeah, defense is working with Dawson.
14-8, Blackjack, 7:37 to play, and Alex Sather is at the free throw line. And Alex's free throw is good. That gives her 6 points here in the first half. Sather's second free throw is on its way, and it rolls off the rim. No good. Rebounded there by number 50, Kimpling.
Be with her, Megan.
15-8. Ooh, Alex almost stole the ball again. Here's Piper Ash down low. And she's packed hard. Alex got her good there, didn't she?
Yeah, follows on Alex Sather.
What an athlete Piper Ash has been. I don't know. I think she's been playing since eighth grade, probably. She's a volleyball player. She loves volleyball. She's going to play volleyball at Augustana next year. And here's her first free throw, and it's no good. Of course, her brother plays a lot for Mankato State.
I think he's actually here.
Oh, yeah. Here's Piper's free throw, and it's up and good. Piper Ash with 7 points. Piper Ash with 7, and Gabby Rant with the other bucket, so it's just two players have scored from a tray. 15-9, Dawson Boyd. Down low, here's Sather for 3 from the corner. Good! Alice gets one deep in the corner, her second three-pointer of the first half.
Mary did a fantastic pass. She did like a jump pass.
Who?
Mary.
Oh, Mary Bothan, yeah. 18-9 after the three-pointer by Sather. Yeah, that was a great pass from Mary Bothan. Here's Piper Ash back out. And another long shot by Sage Mecker. She hits the three-pointer. You get Mecker going, look out. She's a good three-point shooter for McCray. It's 18-12 with 6:36 to play in the first half. They go down low to Megan Mamer, and she traveled with the ball underneath the Blackjack basket, a turnover there. 18-12, Blackjacks. They're led so far 6, 8, 9 points by Alex Sather. She leads the Blackjacks in scoring here in the first half as McCray has the basketball. Holmgren will go to the basket, tried to bank it in. Mary Bothan with the rebound. Piper Ash over Mary Bothan's back.
Her first foul on Piper.
Boy, Mary's being aggressive out there.
Yeah. Good to see an aggressive team.
Yep. And someone's, Alex Sather's shoe is untied, so it's retro night here tonight. And we'll talk a little bit about that a little bit later here in McCray. It's kind of neat what they're doing. And now, Avery Bartunek drives to the basket. No good. Megan Mamer with the rebound and tying the ball up with Sage Mecker. And possession belongs with the Wolverines. Paul Ramo and Sydney Bartunek here in the back row, up against the wall here broadcasting tonight. Got a good vantage point, don't we?
Yes, you can see the floor clear.
Yeah. McCray with the ball. They're down by 6. In the Piper Ash in the paint. Piper turns, shoots, missed. And Mary's got the ball. Now she loses it. Holmgren puts up a wild shot. That's no good. Piper Ash falls down with Avery Bartunek. And
high ball. Jump ball.
Oh, jump ball is called. Okay. Couple subs come in for the Wolverines. 18-12. Blackjacks lead. Here come the Blackjacks with the ball. Kelsey Spencer on the left wing. Kelsey drives to the basket, pulls out. Now to Avery. Back to Kelsey. Kelsey travels. She took a step there before she put the ball down, didn't she?
Yeah. She was wide open. She was going to go for the drive, but she traveled before she went.
18-12 Blackjacks with 5:25 to play. We'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up. And hopefully we'll have some updates, some other scores from around the Camden Conference. All the girls are playing And of course, a big game in Kirkhoven. Oh, a nice swat defense there by Mary Boffin. And the ball is going to remain with McCray.
Way to play, Mary.
Mary, go ahead.
Mary's had a good defensive game.
McCray will inbound it. This is Danny Burns. She's going to be playing college volleyball next year, too. I think Dakota Wesleyan or Dakota State, one of the two. Here's Piper Ash, pulls it out to number 44. Ella Bourne scores her first basket. Well, it was 18-12, now it's 18-14. Here's Mary Boffin for three, and it's good! Mary Boffin.
Having a great game.
Another three-pointer, that's her second. And it's 21-14, Dawson Boyd. Brandt. Burns on the baseline, being guarded by Mary. Now in the Piper Ash. Back out to the top of the key to Bourne. Here's Kimpling. Back to Bourne. Bourne dribbles, stops, tries to lob it to Piper. She's triple teamed. They got four people around Piper Ash. Now they throw it out to 44, and she hits it. Just a two-pointer by Bourne. And it's 21-16. Dawson Boyd leading. Blackjacks need a victory here tonight. In the Mary Boffin. Mary shoots. No good. Safer with the rebound. Oh, she is fouled. Boy, Mary had a nice look to the basket there, didn't she?
Yeah.
And Alex, Mary missed her shot, and Alex Sather is right there for the rebound. So Alex is at the free throw line, and her free throw is good. Sather, 6, 8, 10 points for Alex. And second free throw, it rattles in and out, no good. Rebounded there by Kimpling. And Kylie has the basketball for the McCray Wolverines. McCray 4-5 on the season. Looking to go to 500 with a win here tonight. Here's a shot from the inside, no good. And Bartuni tries to save it, bounced it right to Piper Ash. Piper shoots and scores. Tough break there, wasn't it, Sid?
Yeah, I think she was trying to bounce it off of her leg and get the ball, but bumped it too hard to Piper.
22-18. Bartuni now. In the free throw line. Back out to Mary. Mary for a three-pointer again off the back iron. She missed. A rare miss by Boffin. McCray with the ball. Kimpling down to Piper Ash beyond the three-pointer. Piper for three. That hits the back iron. Goes way up in the air. And look at Alex Sather go for the rebound. Wow. Nice board there by Alex Sather. 22-18 the score. The Blackjacks are leading. Under 3 minutes to play in the first half. Both head coaches standing up shouting instructions to their team. Mary Boffin cross court to number 14, Kelsey Spencer. Kelsey in the Stratmon. Stratmon loses the ball, and Brandt ties her up. Possession with the Wolverines.
There's been plenty of jump balls during this game.
Camden Geezy comes in for the Blackjacks, and Kelsey Spencer out. You can tell Kelsey's not feeling well, isn't he?
Yeah, yep. She kind of seems out of breath.
Once again, the Blackjacks are without Jenna Wyam. She is ill tonight. 22-18. Jenna's her three-point shooter. 22-18, Dawson Boyd. 2:20 to go here in the first half. They go into Piper. Piper bounces it and scores. Man, she's a good ball player. Piper Ash is... What, 2, 6, 8, 10, 11 points for Piper Ash. 11 of the 20. It's just a two-point lead now for Dawson Boyd. 22-20. Here's Avery for three. Hit the rim, no good. Boffin gets the rebound, she's fouled, and Mary's going to the line. Wait a minute. Avery had a nice look at a three-pointer, didn't she?
Yeah.
Here comes Megan Mamer in. And Olivia Stratmon's going to get a breather here. Blackjacks will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. They have a two-point lead, 22-20. Mary gets the ball from the referee, looking to inbound. It does in the corner to Geezy. She's going to launch a three. That's no good. Mary and Brandt. Mary gets the rebound, comes away with it, pulls it back out to Avery Bartuni. 1:40 to play in the first half. Blackjacks with the ball and a two-point lead. Boffin, and now, oh, a Mamer throws the ball into the hands of number 12, Sage Mecker. And McCray gets the ball with an opportunity to tie it up with a field goal or take a lead with a three-pointer. Here's a Mecker. Mecker, she wants to shoot the three. She's a three-point shooter. Now in the corner, and Avery swats it out of bounds, and it goes into the stands.
Looked like she had her hands on it, but she's just couldn't grab it.
Stay with her, Megan.
1:14 on the clock. McCray trying to tie the ball game up. They're down by two as we close out the first half. Quick first half of basketball. Here's Mecker. Remember, if McCray hits a three-pointer, they'll take the lead by one. They could lob it underneath the Piper. Ash in the paint. Back out. Here's a Mecker for three. And the lead, no good. Ball is saved by Mary Boffin. Goes into Alex Sather. Sather's off and running. Here goes Alex. Oh, behind the back pass to Geezy. And it goes off Camden. What was that?
That was pretty cool. She almost had it. I don't think Megan was ready for the ball. Camden wasn't ready for the ball.
Alex streaking down the floor there, and she did a behind-the-back pass to Camden Geezy. You're right, Sydney. Camden wasn't ready for it.
I think Camden thought she was going to go up.
And now we got a foul on Geezy, I believe. No, Alex Sather, her second. 36 seconds to go. It's 22-20. Coach Justin Wager, not a happy camper about that call, is he?
No. I didn't see the foul, I guess.
Yeah. I don't think Justin did either. All right, McCray inbounds it. They're down by two. Lob it in the Piper, and the strip by Mary Boffin. Oh, Mary Boffin stripped the ball out of Piper Hash's hands. And now the Blackjacks, with 20 seconds to go here in the first half, have a 22-20 lead. Here's Geezy to Mary Boffin, top of the key. Over to Sather. Sather drives to the basket, throws it up, and it is no good. Rebounded there by Bourne. Bourne's going down with 3 seconds to go. She missed the layup. Sather with a half-court shot. And the Blackjacks will go into the locker room at halftime with a 22-20 lead. And the Dawson Boy fans come to their feet to applaud the Blackjacks. Your thoughts on that first half, Sydney?
It was a good first half. It's good to see them play a little bit different. I think that they have switched a few things up from playing Mabasso after the tough loss to Mabasso, and I think they've switched a few things up. So.
Yeah, this is the best I've seen the Blackjacks play.
Yeah, good game by Mary Boffin, defensively and offensively.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a couple-minute break. Come back with Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report right after this.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Minnesota, who do you meet? Answer, men and women who played high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question, so where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer, high school sports.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Hello, this is your state representative, Chris Swazinski. It's an honor to represent the good people of Southwest Minnesota at the Capitol. I just want to take a minute to wish all of our local sports teams and academic activities the best of luck. I also wish everyone a safe and bountiful harvest this fall. It's a real privilege to fight for our Southwestern Minnesota values at the Capitol, advocating for policies that help grow jobs, strengthen our economy, and invest our tax dollars wisely. If my office can be of assistance, please don't hesitate to write a call. This ad was paid for by Swazinski for House.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Witte and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all your garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 sports booster.
So why do teenagers play high school sports?
My reason why is a sense of purpose. My reason why is love for the game.
My reason why is to inspire others.
One reason student-athletes seldom mention is to get an athletic scholarship. They know that only 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship, and most of those are worth far less than the cost of tuition. So, why do they play?
My reason why is commitment.
My reason why is friendship.
A sense of purpose. Love for the game. To help others. Friendship. There are lots of great reasons to play high school sports and to participate in other high school activities like cheerleading, debate, and music. Tell us your reason using the hashtag MyReasonWhy.
This message presented by the NFHS and the Minnesota State High School League.
Sanford Canby Medical Center provides comprehensive health care to families across our region. Our communities are fortunate to be served by a full staff of board-certified physicians providing adult medicine, women's health, obstetrics, pediatrics, general surgery, and geriatric care. Specialty outreach clinics provide the Southwest Minnesota region with specialized care close to home. Sanford Canby Medical Center, sanfordcanby.org.
Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Madison. They offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150, Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com. Also brought to you by Midwest Truck Parts, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson, where they carry a complete line of Baldwin filters for ag, auto, construction, and truck. Baldwin filters clean better, last longer, and hold 25% more dirt, and they're available at Midwest Truck Parts, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson, or call 320-769-4337.
It's time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
All right, welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Paul Ramo and Sydney Bertuni here in McRae tonight at McRae High School, I should say. Hey, it's 22-20. Dawson Boyd leading the McRae Wolverines at the half. And been a really fun game first half. Both teams playing well, Sydney.
Very good, very good. Both defensively and offensively. I think Dawson Boyd, though, might have a little lead over rebounds on McRae, though.
That's right. Well, let's go through the scoring in the first half. Four players have scored for McRae. Sage Mecker hit a three-pointer. Gabby Rant got the ninth grader. She got it off going right away with a two-point, but she just ends up with 2 points. Ella Bourne with four, and your leading scorer is senior Piper Ash with 11 points. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11. I got to double-check my math there. 11 points for Piper. For Dawson Boyd, Avery Bartunik with a bucket. Olivia Stratmon off the bench with a bucket. Mary Bothan, a 2 3-pointer. She has 6 points. And her leading scorer is Alex Sather. Alex has 10 points. 2 3-pointers for Alex. So good first half for the Blackjacks. They lead 22-20. Let's go through some other scores here in the Camden Conference in boys basketball. Mineota leading Canby at the half, 38-18. And here's the big girls basketball game. This is the score I've been waiting for, Sydney. Waccapaw Valley leading KMS 29-25 at the half. So on the line there is first place in the Camden Conference. Waccapaw Valley 3-1 in the conference. Oh, that's boys. Sorry. They're undefeated. Waccapaw Valley 4-0 in the conference. 6-0 overall. KMS 4-0 in the conference, and they're 5-0 overall. So a big game there in Kirkhoven tonight, and the Eagles have a 4-point lead, 29-25. And that's what we have for updates as of right now. So interesting first half. Some of the girls are coming back on the court here, and Sydney, it's retro night here in McRae. What they're doing, of course, McRae High School makes up for the cities of Maynard, Clare City, Raymond, and so if you're an old-timer like me, some of the old-timers here are wearing Maynard Eagle apparel. I see some Clare City Blackhawk football jerseys and the Raymond Hornets I saw Raymond coat anyway, so kind of cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it's cool seeing all those different styles.
Yeah, old time. I know Piper Ash's mom, Carrie, she had her Midwest Minnesota Rebel basketball uniform on. She posted on Facebook, and boy, they had the short shorts back in the late 80s. But we were having a good laugh about that before the game. So, Sydney, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about what you're doing? You're going to college and working? And
yes, I'm on winter break right now.
Oh, yeah.
I had finals yesterday.
Oh, yeah, finals, huh?
Yeah.
You had to study hard for finals?
Yes, lots of hours of studying. but I now go to school in Canby and finish my AA degree, so I'm going to do that, and then hopefully I get into the dental program.
Okay. Oh, you,
hygienist, yep.
Hygienist, I couldn't say the word, sorry.
Yep, dental hygienist, so okay. Hopefully I get in.
I spent a lot of time in a dentist chair this month, so I did, really.
Maybe in a few years that'll be me working on your teeth.
Okay. good luck with that. Good for you. All right. We're going to take a break. Got a couple of minutes here before the start of the second half. Right now, the Blackjacks leading 22-20, and we'll be back right after this.
Fort Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson, and it's holiday time, Monica.
It sure is, Terry, and I can sure tell because I just got a whole bunch of Buffalo Plaid merchandise in, red and black. It's so festive in here, and I have tons of new sweaters and coats and tunics and vests and shoes and boots. You name it, I've got it.
Plenty of free gift wrapping and gift certificates, too.
It's been so fun wrapping and gift certificates. Also, we're doing Dawson's. Every $100 purchase, you get put into a drawing to win more stuff.
You're even open extra hours.
I'm open every day now till Christmas, and on Christmas Eve day, I'm open from 10 till 3.
That's Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located at 931 Chestnut Street. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas, Monica.
Merry Christmas to all, and thank you for shopping Monica's and shopping small and having a ball.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson. You're listening to KLQP, Madison Dawson, 92.1 FM.
All right, welcome back to McRae High School. Paul Ramel, Sydney Bertuni here, and the Eagles have a two-point lead. The Blackjacks have a two-point lead and had possession, but then they throw it away to start the second half.
Yeah, follow on Avery Bertunik right away. She did the same thing the first half, too.
22-20, the score. Blackjacks lead by two.
McRae inbounds the ball, taken to the top.
And now steal by Avery Bertunik. Here goes Avery down the floor, and she is fouled, and Avery's pushed to the floor.
Can't believe there wasn't a foul on that.
Nope, that's right. Sydney and I were just having a good laugh. Your aunt?
Yep.
Rhonda's eating a pickle down there. They didn't know they sell no pickles. Blackjacks with the ball, 22-20. Sydney Giese gets her shot blocked. And McRae Wolverines with the ball. They can take the lead with a three-pointer. They're down by two here. Both teams really desperately need a win tonight. Piper Ashford, three from the corner. Missed everything, went over the rim. Mary Boffin with another rebound for Mary. 22-20, Giese on the left wing. Alex Sather. Looks like a 2-3 zone here. McRae, they switched things up a little bit here for Sydney.
Yeah.
2-3 zone. Boffin. To Giese. To Avery Bertuni. Top of the key. Boffin for three. She had a good look. Oh, it rolled in and out. No good. Bertuni, or Giese with the rebound, and she's tied up with Gabby Rant.
Mary's three went in and popped right out.
Oh, it was way in the cylinder there, wasn't it?
Can't believe it popped out.
Ooh.
McRae taking the ball down. Passes it to Mecker.
6:34 to go here in the ball game. 22-20. Nobody scored yet. We almost played 2 minutes of the second half. Here's Danny Burns. Tried to throw it in. Barry swats the ball away. And Mary is all over the place. Whoa, how is that over and back?
She touched the ball before. She had 1 foot on one side, and then she brought it over to the other.
Oh, okay.
And carried it over.
Okay.
That was kind of a nifty call.
Yeah, I didn't see what she did. I know Mary touched the ball. But, all right, here are the Blackjacks with the ball. Alex Sather tries to drive baseline. The freshman cuts her off, ramped. Alex dribbles it out. This 2-3 zone is really spread out. Now Boffin in the paint, puts up a shot, no good. And she couldn't hold on to the rebound and went out of bounds. Megan Mamer. Still nobody scored. We played over 2 minutes here.
Well, wait. Yeah.
Here's Holgren. Down to Danny Burns. Top of the key. Left wing to Holgren. Number 12 is Mecker. Holgren, Danny Burns in the Piper Ash. Piper turns, shoots in the paint, and the ball's off the back iron, no good. Sather tries to save it, and it goes into Holgren and Mary Boffin tie it up. Well, that was weird.
Blackjack ball. Avery taking it down.
22-20, Dawson Boyd leading. Here's Bartunek, going to drive to the basket, and it goes in, out the ball, basket, oh, it went in, Sid.
I think the ref was surprised that went in. It's going to be an and one, and taking her to the line.
Avery Bartunek with an off balance, and she was fouled hard.
I think she was halfway to the ground when she shot it.
She was like almost to the floor when she threw it up, and it went in. Here's her free throw, and it's a three-point play for Avery Bartunek. 25-20. Dawson Boyd leading. Down low to Rant, and Rant, and Gabby Rant scores her second basket. 25-22, Dawson Boyd. Blackjacks easy. Now to Bartunek, outside the three-point arc to Camden on the left wing, right in front of Coach Wager. Inside to Sather, and Sather missed the shot, gets her own rebound, and she's pushed to the floor. Coach Sean Condon, not a happy camper.
That's Rant's second foul in less than a minute.
25-22. And Sather's free throw hits the front of the rim, no good. Here comes Olivia Stratmon and Kelsey Spencer into the game. And who's coming out? Geezy and Mamer. 25-22, Dawson Boyd. Sather at the free throw line. And Alex's free throw is good. That gets her 11. 26-22, Blackjacks here in this Camden Conference girls basketball game tonight. McCray Wolverines in their all green uniforms. I haven't seen these before.
I haven't either.
Down low they go, and shot up, no good. Piper Ash gets the rebound, and the ball's taken away by Avery Bartunek. Avery is going down the floor, and she'll pull it back. Now a quick pass to Mary. Mary tried to bank it in, no good. Rebounded there by Bourne, and we're going the other way. 26-22, Dawson Boyd. In the Piper Ash. Mary Boffin swats the ball away. Bartunek bounce pass to Mary. Mary shoots it. Oh, she's fouled.
So close. It was looking for the and one, but she still got the foul taken. So moving to the free throw line.
What a nice bounce pass from Avery Bartunek.
I think she was by the free throw line. Bounce pass hit the box.
Mary Boffin at the line. Her free throw rolls in and is good for Mary. Gives her 7 points here in the ball game. 27-22, Dawson Boyd. And Mary's second free throw's on its way. And, oh, that one doesn't go. And a board there by Sage Mecker. Mecker will bring it down across midcourt. Now to Ellie Bourne. 27-22, Dawson Boyd. And there's Mary Boffin again. Swat the ball out of bounds.
She's had her hands everywhere. She's deflections everywhere.
Mary's, yeah, you're right, Sydney. Mary's everywhere. Sean Connan just buries his hand, just shaking his head. McCray will inbound the ball in the corner, and they get it in to number 30, Dykema. 27-22. In the page, or Piper, shot is no good, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Blackjack basketball. What happened there, Sydney?
I think they deflected Piper's shot, so then they didn't know which one threw it out of bounds. But called it Dawson ball.
27-22, Blackjacks. Harry Boffin. And the ball skipped. Avery, here's a race for the basketball on the other end of the court, and it was touched by Bartunek.
She did kick it. I'm surprised they didn't call the kick, but...
Oh, yeah, okay. McCray's going to get the ball underneath their basket. They're down 27-22. Bounce pass into Burns. Now in the number 50, Kipling. Shot put up at the free throw line by Dykema. And that's her first basket of the night. It is Dykema, and it's 27-24. 27-24. Blackjacks lead. Here's Alex Sather. Goes to the basket, and the ball stripped out of her hands by Danny Burns. Got an update here in girls basketball. Minnesota Vikings 55, RCR 23 at the half. And an inbound pass there. Bartunek is fouled, and Avery will go to the line.
Followed by Piper Ash. Oh. Just kidding.
Yep.
Son Dykema.
Okay, Dykema, okay. And Avery at the line, and it's good. Bartunek. With a free throw, gives her 6 points, 2 for 6, yep. Second free throw by Bartunek is on its way, rattles in and out, no good. Rebounded there by number 50, Kylie Kimpling. It's 28-24, and almost stolen there by Bartunek, but McCray keeps the ball. 28-24, Blackjacks. We got a lot of basketball to be played yet. 12:50 on the clock. Kelsey Spencer almost stole the ball. The Blackjacks are... being aggressive defensively, and now Stratmon kicks the ball out of bounds.
Dawson's really looking for those deflections.
Burns will inbound it. They get it in. Back to Danny Burns in the corner. In the Piper Ash on the baseline, right underneath the basket. Stratmon, good defense by Olivia. And McCray has to pull it back out.
Nice job, White.
Kipling in the Piper. Piper turns in the paint. One-handed shot goes in. Well, when you're 6'1", that's an easy basket.
Yeah.
And guess what? It's just a 2-point lead for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, 28-26. And, oh, the Blackjacks throw it out of bounds. Kelsey Spencer was trying to hit Alex Sather.
She wasn't quite yet to that spot, so threw it out of bounds.
Another girls basketball halftime score. Central Minnesota Christian 24, Renville County West 14. Haven't got a Dawson Boyd boys score yet. They're at home against McCray. And I'm sure Bentley Boyk has reached 1,000 points in his career by now. Hopefully he has. He only needed one point. Here's a three-point shot by McCray. That's off the glass. That was by Bourne. They're going for the rebound. Bourne gets the rebound, throws it up, no good. And I think we're going to have a... Oh, it goes out of bounds. I thought we were going to have a foul on Piper Ash over the back. But they said Piper. Now Coach Sean Condon arguing with the referee. 28-26. 11:50 to play. Blackjacks need a basket, Sydney.
Yes, they feel like they've been leading by two for a very long time.
Bartunek with the ball. McCray picking up the defensive pressure. Bartunek down low to Megan Mamer, and it goes off Megan's hands out of bounds. And the Blackjacks turned the ball over.
It was great luck. It was going to be a great play. But couldn't catch it.
Well, here comes the Wolverines. They can tie it up with a bucket. Go ahead with a three-pointer. 28-26. Here's a three-point attempt, and it rolls around the rim. No good. And it's rebounded there by Bartunek. That would have put the Wolverines in the lead. Camden Geezy with the ball on the left wing. In the Mary. Mary down to Mamer. Mamer's shot. Oh, it missed it. No good. There was a good opportunity there, and they couldn't capitalize on it. Piper Ash with the rebound. Now the ball hits Piper. Sather steals the ball. Here goes Alex. Down for the layup. She's fouled from behind and hits the floor hard. Wow.
Falls on 30. Dykema, that's her third. 28-26.
Yeah. Well, Alex at the free throw line. Free throw's important down the stretch here, and she bounced it off the front of the rim. No good. Grant and Mecker back in for McCray. 28-26. Sather's second free throw's on its way, and that's off the back iron. No good. And Gabby Ramp, the freshman, grabs the board. Again, this is a third or fourth trip for McCray where they can tie it up or take the lead with a three-point shot. Danny Burns outside the three-point arc. Here's Mecker. Down low on the baseline. Back to Mecker. Mecker drives to the free throw line, pops it over to Danny Burns in the left wing. Burns into Ramp. Ramp goes to the basket. She's fouled and pushed by Megan Mamer. So going to the free throw line will be ninth grader Gabby Ramp. Down by two. Here's Rant's free throw. It's good. And it's just a one-point lead. That's 5 points for Ramp. Second free throw on its way. And it's hard off the glass. Didn't hit the rim. So Blackjacks with the ball.
Yeah, Blackjack ball with 10 minutes and 39 seconds left on the clock.
Just a one-point lead for Dawson Boyd. They need a basket. They haven't scored. Well, they've been outscored 7-6 here in the second half. Thought it'd be more than that. Blackjacks have not scored in a while. Now here's Mary Bothett deep in the corner. She's going to launch a long three, and it's way short. Rebounded by McCray. Here's Sage Mecker going coast to coast, and she lays it up and is fouled. And Sage Mecker will go to the line. Opportunity to tie the game up here.
Calls on Mary Bothan. You know, I don't think she touched her, but...
Here's the free throw to tie it up, and it's missed by Sage Mecker.
Get in there, girls. Get in there.
28-27. 1 point lead for Dawson Boyd. Mecker's second free throw is on its way, and it's good. And guess what, folks? Hey, we got a ball game. We're tied 28-28. A lot of basketball left, Sid.
Yes.
10-12 to go. Mary Bothan into Geezy. Geezy shoots and missed it. And Piper Ash with a big rebound. Here come the Wolverines. They haven't led for a long time in the ball game. A basket. And the shot down is, oh, they throw it away. Here's a boys basketball score. Dawson Boyd 50, McCray 37 at the half in Dawson. 28-28 here. We're tied up. Blackjacks with the possession. Bertuni got the top of the key. Kicks it in the corner to Alex. Alex, the jump shot blocked by Mecker, and it goes into the hands of Piper Ash. McCray playing a lot better in this half than in the first half. 28-28 the score. Danny Burns over to Mecker. Mecker in the corner to number 50, Kimpling. Back to Mecker. In the Piper Ash is wide open underneath, and there's an easy basket for McCray, and it puts the Wolverines in the lead 30-28. At the 9-12 mark. Geezy, a little momentum here on the McCray side now, Sydney.
Yeah, their defense is catching up.
Her tunic was driving to the basket. She was fouled by Sage Mecker. Some of the girls got their hands on their hips. They look tired.
Yeah. Back and forth on the court.
2 point lead for McCray now. Blackjacks will inbound it underneath their own basket. Mary Bothan gets it in. Bartunik open, and then she's too far underneath the basket. Missed the shot. Mary with the rebound. Off to Sather. Alex goes to the basket and scores. Alex Sather scores to tie it up 30-30. And we got a timeout by Coach Sean Condon of the Wolverines. Take a commercial break with 8:53 to go. 30-30. Blackjacks and the Wolverines. We'll be right back.
Another fine sports booster on Q92, Fernalls Crop Insurance, located 3 miles east of Madison on Highway 40, owned by Brian Fernalls, full-service agency offering multi-peril crop insurance plans and crop hail policies. Go to fernallscrop.com for more information or call Brian's office at 598-7711. Fernalls Crop Insurance says good luck to all area athletes. Heartland Motor Company is your trusted Chevrolet dealer in Morris, and the reason why? Our loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter our showroom, when you service with us, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. We are dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being a part of your community. Heartland Motor Company, Morris. Builders First Source in Madison is another fine sports booster on Q92. Builders First Source is your place for windows, doors, kitchen, cabinets, and more. So any type of remodeling or new construction, think Builders First Source in Madison. They are located right along Highway 40.
All right, folks, we got a ball game here in Clare City tonight. We're all tied up 30-30 between McCray and Dawson Boyd. McCray, timeout is over. They have the possession. Here we go. Kylie Kipling with the ball in the rant, in the paint, shot up, and it rolls off the rim. No good. Avery Bartunek with a good box out. Here's Bartunek quickly across midcourt. Bounces it down to Mary Boffin. Mary to Megan Mamer. Mamer, the ball's loose on the floor. Easy on the floor now. We got a fumble, and we got a jump ball.
Jump ball, ball.
You miss playing high school basketball, Sydney?
I do. Yep. I do miss it. Watching the sisters play makes you just want to pop on the court and play with them.
Who did you play with? Who's on your team?
Caitlin Willander, Hannah Stelter.
Okay.
Sadie Thompson, Alyssa Fenske.
Okay. You got a good memory.
Yeah.
30-30. The score here. McCray with the ball now. Mecker. Oh, dangerous pass goes into Hulkren. And Alex Sather ties her up. Good defense by Alex Sather.
Jump ball, it's going to be Dawson's possession.
8:07 to play. Getting down to the end of the game here. Might be whoever has the ball last possession here. All right, Mary Boffin. No, Mary throws it away. Her pass was intended for Avery. I don't think Avery was ready for it. And McCray with the ball. Every possession important here down the stretch. And Sather comes in and knocks the ball. Fouls Piper Ash. So that's a fourth team foul. So McCray will inbound it underneath their own basket. Still tied 30-30. Very low scoring second half here. And a pass picked off by Bartunek. Avery's playing a good game. Bartunek stops her dribble at midcourt. Now the right wing to Mary. Back to Alex Sather. Alex back out to midcourt. Boffin. Since McCray went in this zone here, it's giving the Blackjacks a little trouble. Down low, Mamer shoots, scores!
Good play by Alex. She drew in the defense and left Megan wide open.
32-30. Megan Mamer puts the Blackjacks back on in the lead with 7:18 to play. Mecker for three in the lead. Good! I told you she shoots three-pointers. Sage Mecker puts the Wolverines back on top, 33-32. Now it's the Blackjacks' turn on offense. Bartunek at the top of the key. A one-point lead for McCray after Sage Mecker's three-pointer. Mamer down low. Piper Ash blocks her from behind. Rant gets the loose ball. Here comes the Wolverines with their one-point lead. Easy. Now playing defense. Here's Hulkren. The ball tipped and knocked out of bounds. Who is that? Sather?
Yeah. Still going to be McCray ball.
Stratmon and Spencer come in. Mamer and Geezy out. McCray will inbound the ball. It's a one-point lead for McCray. 33-32. 6:38 to go. Hulkren. Over to number 50, Kipling. She puts up a long shot. No good. And Mary Boffin there to grab the rebound. Another rebound for Mary Boffin. Here's Avery. Left wing to Spencer, who's a little under the weather tonight. In the paint, it goes to Mary. Mary shoots, and she was blocked. Oh, a jump ball. And possession belongs with McCray.
I think she was looking to pass it down to Mamer, but...
Oh, okay.
Or Olivia, excuse me.
Stratmore?
Yes.
So McCray, with the possession here, belongs with the Wolverines. Hulkren with the basketball, almost stolen by Bartunek. Hulkren gets the ball back to Mecker. Lobs it underneath to Piper. Back out to Burns. Sage Mecker at the top of the key. Blackjacks playing a good defense here right now. Mecker, don't leave her open, and they do, and her shot's up from three-point land, no good. Grant and Sather tie the ball up, and possession belongs to Dawson Boyd.
Good defense by Blackjacks.
1 point lead for McCray, but the Blackjacks can take the lead with a basket. Here they come down the floor, but 5:45 to play. Becker guarding Bartunek. Bounce pass. And the ball's knocked out of bounds. Oh, it's good. Belongs with the Blackjacks, right? Oh, they're going to give it to McCray.
What?
No. They give it to the Blackjacks.
Blackjack ball.
Yeah, that's Blackjack ball, right?
Yep. Burns touched it out of bounds.
All right, the Blackjacks inbound it. 5:34 to go in the ball game. 33-32, McCray. Dawson Boyd with the ball. Bartunek to Mary Boffin on the right wing in the corner. Mary being harassed. And now, all alone underneath is Bartunek. Her shot up and good.
I think I would have called that an and one, but.
Wow. 8 points for Avery, and that was a big basket there. 34-33, Dawson Boyd, now they go down low, and we're gonna foul on Dawson Boyd. Wow. That was a nice pass from Mary. Was it Mary?
Yep.
Down to Avery on the weak side. Rance will be at the free throw line. Her free throw's good. That gives her 6 points for Gabby Rant, the 5'10" freshman. Tied up 34-34. Rant's free throw can put him in the lead. Her free throw's missed. And a good box out by Mary Boffin on Piper Ash. Here come the Blackjacks. And we're tied 34-34. Are you? I'm pumped up. Here we go.
I think the crowd is pumped up too.
Alex Sather with the ball in the Bartunek. Boffin. Oh, Avery throws the ball away. Avery was trying to hit Mary in the corner.
Didn't get to her.
That kind of sailed on her a little bit. So a turnover there by the Blackjacks, and the Wolverines will come down the floor with their chance to take the lead and break this 34-34 tie. McCray with the ball, Hulkren. Now they go into Piper. Piper turns, goes to the basket. She's fouled. Might be on Olivia Stratmon. Let's see. And that'll put Piper Ash to the free throw line. Olivia Stratmon with her second personal foul, and Piper will go to the line. She had 11 points in the first half. She has 4 here in the second half. And here's the free throw by Piper, and it's no good. 15 points for Piper. Hulkern's going to get a breather here for McCray. 34-34. Ash, second free throw. It's on its way, and it's nothing but net. 15 for Piper Ash, and she breaks that tie. Geezy and Mamer back in for Dawson Boyd. Spencer and Stratmon out. Blackjacks will bring the ball up the floor. They're down by one, 35-34. And Geezy go ball loose off their hands, and the Blackjacks turn it over.
Blackjacks need some good defense here.
35-34. McCray leading by 1 point. Mecker, down low to Rant. Oh, there's an easy basket, and Rant scores. Well, it's 37-34 now, and the Blackjacks need a basket this trip down. Sather goes down low, blocked by Rant, the freshman with a block on Sather. Blackjacks just struggling offensively right now. In the Piper Ash, Piper down low to Rant. Somebody got a hand on it, and Rant touched it last, and it'll be Dawson Boyd basketball. Blackjacks need a basket badly here, don't they?
Yes, down by 3.
3 minutes, 45 seconds to play. Here's Geezy on the left wing. Now to Bartunek. Bartunek trying to get a screen from Mamer. Now she pulls it back out. 37-34. Avery kicks it out to Sather. Sather. Now to Bartunek. Back to Sather. Sather drives to the basket, lays it up, and in.
37-36. Dawson down by 1.
That was 15 points for Alex Sather, and that was a big basket for Dawson Boyd. 3:10 to play. McCray with the ball. They have a 1-point lead. Mecker They're looking for Piper Ash underneath, aren't they?
Yeah.
Here's a three-point shot off the glass. No good. Mecker gets the rebound at the top of the key. Now they throw it in the corner. Kimpling with a shot. That's no good. Rant gets the rebound, and then she loses it, and Sather ties her up. Good hustle by Alex Sather. Possession belongs with McCray. Hey, we're under 3 minutes. Time winding down here. McCray has four timeouts left. McCray has four timeouts left. Dawson Boyd, three. They lob it in to Piper Ash, and Piper's fouled and goes to the line. 37-36. McCray leading. 2:48 to play.
Falls on Avery Bartunek. That's her third. Piper Ash to the line.
And Piper's free throw is good. And the senior with 17 points. Well, I don't think anybody's really had a lead more than, what, three or four in the game? Or five. It was 25-20. Blackjacks led at one point. Just free throw, no good.
Rebound.
And a rebound by Kipling. She puts it up and scores. Wow. Kylie Kipling grabbed the rebound off of this free throw and put it up and in, and she was fouled by Alex Sather, her fourth. Alex just picked up her fourth with 2:48 to go. Now it's 40-36. Kimpling's free throw is good. It's a three-point play for McCray. And that was the big...
That was the play. That's the game.
Blackjacks with the ball. They need a basket every trip down the floor here. Bartunek drives to the basket. Avery skips, goes to the basket. No good. And she loses it out of bounds. It's going to be Dawson Boyd basketball. 41-36, McCray in a timeout call. We'll take a commercial break with 2:33 to play. McCray leading 41-36. You're listening to Blackjack Basketball right here on Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather and a lot of information plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free and they keep adding features. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper. Sports also brought to you by Tony Orata, your State Farm agent with his office located at 210 St. Olaf Avenue, North Canby. Stop in and talk to Tony about how State Farm is giving qualified policyholders a discount of up to 40% on car insurance. Tony Orata, your State Farm agent located downtown Canby. Call 507-223-5259. That's 507-223-5259.
41-36. McCray leading, 2:17 to play. McCray with the basketball. Well, Sydney, what was a close game? Oh, now they go down low. In the Piper Ash in the paint, pops it back out. Here's Mecker for three, and that's nothing but that. And McCray can't miss right now.
Sage Mecker's had a huge game with her threes.
Yeah. 44-36, McCray with 1:53 to play. Mary Boffitt. Down low they go, and we got a whistle and a foul on McCray. 1:47 to go. Boy, McCray's really turned it on here offensively in the last 2 minutes. Kylie Kimpling will come into the game. She's a freshman. Blackjacks have a two-point lead at the half, 22-20. At the free throw line for Dawson Boyd is Kelsey Spencer. Spencer's free throw is up and good. 44-37.
Gets to shoot again.
Kelsey gets the basketball from the referee. Her second free throw is short. Rebounded by Mecker. Well, the Blackjacks need a stop here. And they push. That was Kelsey Spencer pushing Mecker.
There's been a lot of fouls called this half.
Yes, there has. Nine on Dawson Boyd, seven on McCray. Kelsey Spencer comes out, and Geezy back in for Dawson Boyd. Going to the free throw line for McCray is Sage Mecker. Free throws up and good. She had 3 points, a three-pointer. She's hit three three-pointers. And that gives her 11 points for the game. Second free throw by Mecker, and that's no good. And a rebound by Mary Boffin, and Piper Ash was over the back of Mary. 45-37 McCray leading right now.
Well, Mary's taking it to the other side to the free throw line.
Well, you stop the clock with 1:41 to play, and you're going to shoot some free throws. That's how you get back into it right now. Free throw is missed. Ball's loose. Mary gets the rebound. Over to Geezy. Now Bartunek, top of the key. In the paint, it goes to Alex. In the corner to Mary. Mary for three. No good. Rebounded by McCray. Kimpling quickly out of there. And now the Blackjacks tie it up. And let's see possession. Ooh, Avery falls into the McCray bench. And the possession belongs to Dawson Boyd.
45-37 with a minute and 21 seconds left on the clock.
Blackjacks, as I said, need a basket. Every possession down the floor here. 45, Bartunek. Goes to the basket. I think she traveled. She did. 45-37, McCray. Blackjacks. Ooh, we got a timeout. We'll take a break with 1:12 to go. 45-37, McCray leading. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Denver, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
All right, Paul Ramos, Cindy Bartunek back here in McCray, and well, it was a close game. McCray's really turned it on here in the last couple minutes, haven't they, Sid?
45-37.
Yep. And we got 1:12 to play in the ball game. McCray is going to inbound it. Full court press put on here by Dawson Boyd. They throw it out of bounds, and it'll be Blackjack basketball. Blackjack basketball. What? 106 to go. Here's it.
Need to get used to this possession.
Here's Bartunek, 45-37. Bartunek in the Sather in the corner. Sather drives to the basket, and she is... Oh,
right Alex. Here to the line.
Yeah, Alex is going to the line. Well, got to have some free throws here. 45-37. And did she fall off?
Nope.
No, didn't play. Okay. And here's Alex Sather's free throw. It is no good. Rebounded by Mecker. 50 seconds to go. Mecker trying to get across midcourt. Now a quick timeout by Coach Sean Condon. And we'll keep it right here. It's just a 30-second timeout with 46 seconds to play. And McCray has a 45-37 lead. And my pen just went dry. No, no, there it goes. Well, Blackjacks led 22-20 at the half. They actually led 28-24. And McCray is just there on 28 for about 5 minutes. They did not score a basket.
There was, yeah, both sides. And, you know, it was a close switch between who was leading, whether the McCray was or Dawson Boyd was.
Well,
so
we're
back and forth.
We were tied at 8:07 to play, 30-30, and the Blackjacks took the lead with 7:18 to go, 32-30. And so far they've been outscored 13-5. Here we go. Timeout's over by Coach Sean Condon. 45-37. McCray leading. McCray with the ball as they cross midcourt. Mecker. And the ball's loose. Bartunek to Sather. Alex goes to the basket. Missed the shot. Rebounded by Danny Burns with 30 seconds to go in the ball game.
Going to bring her to the line.
Yep. So Danny Burns who's an outstanding volleyball player. She has not scored in the game here tonight. And here's the free throw. It's on its way, and it's no good. Well, the Blackjack's going to need a miracle here. Down 45-37.
Rebound, White. Come on.
Here's the second free throw by Burns, and that's good. She gets her first point. Blackjacks need to come down and score. They need to put up a three-pointer. There's Mary. Mary trying to, now she throws it to Sather. Sather goes to the basket, tries to kiss it off the glass, no good. And Geezy trying to tie up Becker, and now the Wolverines with the ball with 12 seconds to play. And Piper Ash out at midcourt. Now Rant with it to Danny Burns. Then they go down to number 14, Holmgren. The ball's on the floor, and there's your ball game. 46-37. McCray defeats Dawson Boyd tonight.
It was a good game ball.
Yeah, until the last 5 minutes or so.
Yeah, yeah. First half was a good half for Dawson.
Yep. Well, are you going to stick around or
Yeah. Go?
Okay, we'll take a break. Come back to the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 320-598-7578. That's 320-598-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison, and right on Highway 212, Dawson. Dustin, Casey, and the gang are always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouthwatering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Dawson and in Madison, just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
A longtime sports booster is Dr. Brad Mosing of Mosing Chiropractic Montevideo. Dr. Brad's mission is improving the lives of others. Dr. Brad Mosing can help you deal with injuries resulting from auto accidents, sports, work, and even help you target your nutritional needs. Office hours are Monday through Fridays, 8 to 6, and he's located at 525 Legion Drive, Suite 1, Montevideo. You can call for an appointment at 320-269-7135. That's Dr. Brad Mosing.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, a healthcare campus including a 65-bed skilled nursing facility, 12-bed critical access hospital, outreach specialty services, home care services, fully staffed medical clinic, secure 36-unit independent living apartment building, and therapy services. Madison Healthcare Services, all your healthcare needs in one convenient location.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Your final, McCray 46, Dawson Boyd 37, and Sydney Bartunek with me. Sydney, the Blackjacks had a two-point lead at the half. They just couldn't hold on to it.
Yeah, they had a great first half. Their defense, offense was amazing. It was nice seeing that change from Wabasso's first half, the first game, to this first half of this game.
Yeah, and then, you know, the Blackjacks took a lead, 32-30 with 7 minutes to play. And then after that, it was all McCray. Piper Ash took over there. They really got the ball down low to her.
Yeah, I think the big play of the game was Mary followed down beneath, and Piper got to shoot the free throws, and that was probably the...
So your final 46-30. Let's go through some of the scoring first for the Wolverines. Sage Mecker had a good game. She ends up with 11. Annie Dykema with 2. Gabby Rant, the freshman, with 8. Ellie Bourne with 4. Kylie Kimpling with 3. And Danny Burns with 1. Your leading scorer was Piper Ash with 17. Mary Boffin just scored 7 points, but I think she got about, she's over doubled in the rebounds, I think, Sydney.
Yeah, she had a great defensive game with even tips on the defense and no even rebounds and steals.
Yep, Megan Mamer with a basket. Kelsey Spencer wasn't feeling good tonight. She had a free throw. Olivia Stratmona with 2 points. Avery Bartunik with 8. Alex Sather with a nice game. Alex had 15 tonight. And, of course, the Blackjacks were without Morgan Johnson, who had broke her finger, and Jenna Wyam, who's ill tonight. So,
to the season where everybody's getting sick, so yep. I got to take care of yourself.
Wash your hands.
Yeah.
I did a show on that today. So wash your hands, cough into your arm, right?
Yes.
So, hey, Sydney, thanks for helping out tonight.
Thank you, Paul.
Appreciate it. And, hey, you're welcome to help anytime.
Thank you. I enjoy broadcasting.
Yeah, you do a good job. Thank you. That's Sydney Bartunik with me tonight. Just some other scores before we go off the air. Haven't got a Lacaparo KMS update in girls basketball yet, but Mineola girls beat RTR tonight 83-37, and Mineola boys won 69-43 over Canby. And I'll put the Lacaparo Valley KMS score when I get it up on my social media sites. Our Neonito Subway player of the game tonight, we're going to give it to Piper Ash. She had 11 in the first half. She ends up with 17. She's a good ball player, isn't she?
She is. She knows how to handle the ball.
Yep. So Piper Ash gets a Neonito's T-shirt and a Subway Valley meal from Subway in Clare City and Appleton and Dawson. So with that, thanks to Mike Meyer back at the studio for helping out tonight. And we'll have some holiday games for you next week after Christmas, but not sure where we're going to be yet. So, anyway, you have a Merry Christmas, Sydney.
Thank you. You too. Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays to everybody listening, and Merry Christmas to you. And with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios. The Blackjacks fall tonight, 46-37. Before we go away, I just get a text here. Girls basketball, Lacaparo Valley won tonight, 62-37 over KMS. Wow. They really must have had a great second half. Congratulations to the Lacaparo girls. They're in first place in the Camden North. All right. Good night, everybody.
We've got you covered. Whether you are looking to place a custom order for embroidery or screen printing that shows your pride in your school or even your business, a fundraiser, or a special event, Neon Needles is here to design and print your apparel needs. We can even set up an online store to help organize that ordering process. But we aren't all about custom orders anymore. We have you covered in another way, too. Neon Needles has added boutique clothing in our storefront. So now you can shop for women's clothing in sizes small through 3XL. We can't wait to see you shopping in downtown Dawson. Like us on Facebook or call us with any questions at 320-269-3373. Neon Needles, where making you look good makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good makes them look good. High school sports broadcasts on Q92 brought to you by Madison Bottling Company, Appleton Dental Clinic, Wolfslager Excavating, Jubilee Foods, Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, Jim's Market in Canby, A&B Auto, Tostenson Septic, Madison Healthcare Services, Appleton Building Center, First Security Bank of Canby, Hogan Insurance Agency, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Myers Electric and Infrared, Heartland Motor Company, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys, Madison Welding and Repair. Sports brought to you by Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Dawson Grain Co-op, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Comerford Construction and Gravel, United Prairie Bank, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Tofty Auto and Sales, Madison, Dawson Dairy Queen, T&D Barnwood Rustics Dawson, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Mineota Building Center, Tri-County Ag, Golden Harvest, Farmers Co-op Association, Heartland Eye Care, Rural Solutions Incorporated, Northern Plains Tiling, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers. Sports on Q92 brought to you by Larson Brothers Concrete, Steve Haas, Midwest Power Sports, The Wold Agency, Rise Nursery and Tree Service, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, State Bank of Taunton, Whitnable Construction,
Bellingham, Farmers Elevator, Vicks Plumbing and Heating, Swadzinski for House, Chris Swadzinski, State Representative, Guess Wine Motors Incorporated, Klein Bank in Madison, Ridgeview Seeds, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Lund Implement Company, Boris Crop Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, other sports boosters on Q92, Koppelman Construction, Builders First Source, Pro Image Partners, Lee Motor Company, State Farm Insurance, Tony Arata. Also, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bank Processing Incorporated, Otter Tail Power Company, Prairie Brand Seeds, Davis Plumbing and Heating, Federated Telephone Company, Sather Building Supplies, DuPont Pioneer, Culligan, Dove Ag Services, Ortonville Area Health Services, Midwest Bank of Dawson. Sports brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, B. Johnson Electric, Dawson Truck Parts, Heather Nursery, Midwest Truck Parts Incorporated, Cargill and Madison, Hoover Law Office, KSN Drywall Finishing, Sanford Medical Center of Canby, Ludvigson Tiling, Appleton Area Health Services, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Madison Dental Clinic, Bought Appliance and Electronics Marshall, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Erickson Chevrolet, Dawson and Madison. Thanks for joining us for high school sports coverage on 92.1 FM.
It's 8:46 here at KLQP FM. Great music for Appleton, Holloway, Lewisburg, and Hantho right here on 92.1 FM Q92.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night and daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. So keep your heart for me, for someday I'll return, and you know you're the only one I'll ever love. Too many nights, too many stars, too many moons to change your mind. If I'm gone too long, don't forget where you belong. When the stars come out, remember you are mine. In your eyes, don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night and daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. So keep your heart.